Welcome back to the JX. I'm Mike Green. Last month, the Supreme Court issued a ruling in the case of City of Grants Pass versus Johnson. The question before the court was this: do local ordinances imposing criminal penalties on public sleeping or camping violate the Eighth Amendment's cruel and unusual punishment prohibition if they apply to unhoused persons who lack shelter options? The court ruled no. Local laws prohibiting acts of public sleeping and/or camping do not violate the Eighth Amendment. Joining me to discuss that ruling is Grants Pass Mayor Sarah Bristol. Welcome, Mayor.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
Oh, we appreciate you joining us. And you listening can join the conversation by email at jx@jeffnet.org. So, Mayor, I imagine you become quite popular in the aftermath of a historic Supreme Court ruling. How you doing?
Well, I guess popular in terms of media interviews, yes. In terms of other sorts of popularity, I guess it depends on who you ask.
Well, last year, you faced a recall attempt that failed. And yeah. Some folks in Grants Pass weren't happy with your handling of the homeless situation. So how are they reacting now since the court has ruled in favor of the city?
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of misunderstandings about this case from the beginning, and that continues to some degree. It's complicated, and the way that we have to handle the situation locally, you know, needs to take into account both what's going on at the federal court system as well as state laws, and we have to balance that with what we feel is best for our community. So we still are under the injunction that we have been for the past 4 years that requires us to allow unhoused people to sleep in all of our city parks except for one in Grants Pass. And we're expecting that injunction to be lifted, this summer. We don't know exactly what date, but there's been a lot of misunderstanding over the past 4 years about why we have so many people sleeping in all our parks and why we're not doing anything about it. And the reason for that is the injunction. And then now over the last couple of weeks, as people know, the Supreme Court has ruled in our favor, and yet we're still, you know, in some ways not doing anything. It's caused some confusion, but we are making plans and waiting for that injunction to be lifted. So I think our residents will see a big change soon, but we haven't made any big changes yet.
Well, for folks who haven't followed this case closely, let's start with some background. What happened in Grants Pass that led to this Supreme Court case?
Yeah, so Grants Pass was, experiencing some different issues with homelessness. As 5 to 10 years ago, I wasn't actually on the council or mayor at that time, but based on the rules that were put in place for how the city was handling homelessness, they were citing and punishing, the homeless people for both being on private property where it's, illegal to be trespassing, as well as on public property. And so a group of homeless people sued the city, arguing that Grants Pass was making homelessness illegal because they effectively had nowhere where they could sleep. And so they sued the city, and in the summer of 2020, a federal court magistrate ruled in favor of the homeless people. So the city of Grants Pass lost at that time, and that's where the injunction, the city appealed the case, and this injunction was put into place in the summer of 2020 that required us to allow people to sleep in all the city parks. And so for 4 years, while the case has been under appeal, we've been dealing with that injunction, and it went through the Ninth Circuit, upheld the case, and then, of course, the Supreme Court last month overturned the ruling and remanded the decision back to the Ninth Circuit. So we are still kind of waiting for it to be finalized and for that injunction to be lifted. So the case has been going on for like 6 years. And in that time now, partly as a result of the injunction and having it be more or less legal for homeless people to sleep in our city parks, we have seen a large increase of people in Grants Pass. I think in a lot of ways, it's people who were already homeless in the Grants Pass area, and they're just very visible now because of being so prominent in our city parks. But there are some, you know, some questions about whether homelessness is increasing or whether the visibility is increasing. But one way or another, it sure seems like there's, you know, more people, and they are very visible in our parks. And so we've taken a lot of heat for that.
Well, Mayor, give us a sense of how populous this homeless population is. What's the data on that?
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have good head counts on people, but you know, I know that I could pretty easily find up to 200 people in both the parks and kind of some of the prominent parking places that I'm aware of. Our point in time counts that, you know, that are kind of the more official counts, but they've ranged anywhere from the 300s up to, you know, 600 or so. And that takes into account people who are sheltered as well as unsheltered. With the transient population, it's hard to get a good head count.
Well, many cities have been watching this case closely for obvious reasons. The housing crisis is a national problem. So yes. What does this ruling mean for unhoused individuals in Grants Pass today? And is it improving or getting worse?
Well, I think what we're looking at in Grants Pass is that we do understand that unhoused people need a place where they can sleep, and that making overly strong rules doesn't make the people disappear, the problem disappear. And so we need to strike a balance between protecting our public spaces, because our citizens want to be able to use their parks for recreation. And, you know, we pay several million dollars in Grants Pass to have our parks, well taken care of and have court facilities and ball fields and playgrounds and all those fun things. And yet at the same time, we do need to have places where people can be. And here in Oregon, House Bill 3115 has a requirement to establish time, place, manner rules, where that means we can set rules about where and when people can use certain places, whether that's public parks or other public lands, right-of-ways, things like that, that we don't just need to allow those places to become permanent campgrounds. And yet, you know, we can't just make it illegal for homeless people to be anywhere within the city limits. So there's a balance.
I hear you. I'm talking with Sarah Bristol, the mayor of Grants Pass, Oregon, about the Supreme Court decision on local laws addressing conditions of homelessness. I've got a writer who sent in an email, Debbie in Talent. She said, "When are we going to stop talking about homelessness like it's a local issue when it's a national problem created by the federal government? All jurisdictions, including states, need to put pressure on the federal government to restore the funding that created the problem." What do you think, Mayor?
Well, I think there's a lot of different factors that create the problem, and it needs to be dealt with at every level. Certainly, we do need federal and state policies and assistance to help with our housing crisis, to help with our drugs and health care, mental health issues. Those are issues that small cities especially cannot, you know, we don't have the funding and the resources to take on at the municipal level. And I guess that applies to larger cities as well.
The bigger the problem.
Well, exactly. And it becomes more expensive. They also have more resources in larger cities than smaller ones do. But, yeah, we need to address it at every level. And that's one of the reasons, I guess, for the lawsuit, you know, for the city of Grants Pass appealing this Supreme Court case. You know, some people have the maybe misunderstanding that we just want to be incredibly mean to homeless people. And I can't speak for a council, 10 years ago, but I know that the current council, we understand that homelessness is a complex issue and that a lot of people want help and need help. And we need to help those individuals. At the same time, there is a balance between, you know, having people take over public lands and city, you know, city parks. So,
right. Well, let's talk about the options for the unhoused persons in Grants Pass, depending on their conditions. I mean, you've got single people, families, there are male and female, youth, elderly, mental illness, drugs. You got a lot of problems within that population and a lot of different kinds of challenges. So what are the options?
We do, and unfortunately we have very limited options here in Grants Pass. We do have a number of different nonprofits that serve specific populations. So like you said, there may be a group that works with homeless youth or a group that works with women and, you know, children in crisis situations. We do have the Gospel Rescue Mission, which provides shelter, and they're ultimately looking at getting people back into the workforce. So their program is really designed for people who will be able to enter the workforce again. And what that leaves out a lot of times is elderly people, which across the nation we're seeing a huge increase in older, you know, essentially retired people, people beyond their working years, where there's just a huge gap right now. Here in Grants Pass, unfortunately, we are an isolated community in that we are by far the largest city. We just have two cities here in our county, and at 40,000, we're the largest. We're about, you know, 30 minutes away from Medford and an hour away from Roseburg. So we don't have a network of other cities that we can kind of pool our resources together and establish, you know, countywide better pool of services. We're really kind of on our own here in Grants Pass, and that's been one of our problems with getting more shelter options for people. We do have a variety of nonprofits that are willing to help us address this issue. I think one of our challenges, you know, one of our key challenges has been funding, and we have some different political reasons why both our county and state local representatives, you know, haven't been actively helping us get resources to deal with this problem here in Grants Pass. And so, again, our city is just a little bit on our own.
Well, Mayor, how do city officials and law enforcement officers determine whether a person is voluntary or involuntarily homeless?
Yeah, at this point, I don't think that that's an issue. I know that was some of the language involved in the lawsuit, but it's a challenging question, right? And I think we don't want to get into a position where law enforcement officials have to decide whether people have options, I guess. But I think here in Grants Pass, like, the city council understands that people need to have some options of places that they can legally be. We understand that we're not under a legal obligation to provide services or a shelter, but we need to do the best we can for our citizens that are unhoused as well as our housed citizens, and kind of strike a balance about, you know, where it's acceptable for people to be and how to get them, you know, people who want help, need help, access to the resources that we do have, even if those are limited.
Well, Mayor, after this court ruling controversy subsides, what do you want Grants Pass to be known for going forward?
Oh, you know, Grants Pass is a beautiful small town in a beautiful area of Southern Oregon with a river and lots of great restaurants and shops, especially antique shops. It's a fun little tourist town. I think we have a really great community. I actually just had my 30th high school reunion here last weekend and, you know, was reminded by all of my old classmates who live in other places just what a special place Grants Pass is. I live a couple blocks from the high school, and I love to hear the band practice. And, you know, I can hear the football fans cheer on Friday nights during football season. And I think it's a great place to raise a family and come visit. So
that sounds wonderful. Thank you, Mayor.
Looking forward to this problem being behind us.
I agree. Thank you, Mayor. I appreciate you joining us. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. We'll be right back.
Thank you.